The New York Yankees have won about a quarter of all the World Series played, and they're off to a hot start this season. Across the country, the Los Angeles Lakers, a disappointment early in the basketball season, still have a good chance of winning their fourth straight title. Commentator Frank DeFord says there's a certain order in having one team or another dominate a sport, and he offers this mathematical formula to explain it.
A sport's success equals the least possible number of champions times 2, modified by the Cinderella X factor of exactly 1.67 per decade. That is, the ideal situation is to have not one, but 2 perennially dominant teams or individuals who are head and shoulders above everybody else in a sport, except only every now and then, say, no more than once every 6 years. A charming surprise should rise to victory. That's always fun, but if it happens too often, as it has lately in the NFL, you haven't got one darling Cinderella, you've just got multiple ugly stepsisters. The DeFord axiom, there is no value in serial Cinderellas in any sport. Likewise, equality is good in democracy for political correctness and when you're handing out committee assignments at the annual church fair. But equality is no good for big-time sports. It's advisable to boast one championship team that everybody loves or hates, like the Yankees now, who are already making a shambles of the pennant race, and we're not even out of April. But look at the other extreme, the National Hockey League. Here we are, deep into the NHL playoffs, and nobody really knows who the best team is even supposed to be. But if you were paying attention to the formula, you know the perfect situation is to have 2 outstanding teams so that everybody can pick sides. The NBA could be that way if only the Sacramento Kings get a little bit better and actually beat the Lakers one time. You see, a repeat championship team matters most in roping in the fringe fans. That's why, at least relatively speaking, women's college basketball, with Connecticut and Tennessee reliably contending all the time, is more likely to attract the casual fan than is men's college basketball, where it's all just a bunch of nobodies seated like geraniums, bracket ball. Now, with individual sports, I only have to give you one word, tiger. Yes, it matters even more for individual sports to have great, lasting champs. If only golf had a perennial competitor for tiger, like Arnie had Jack, like Chrissy had Martina, it would enjoy the ideal. And as for the Yankees, I see that the Chicago Cubs are in first place. Now, there is no position for the Cubs or Red Sox in any ordered universe. If either does ever win, though, it is proof of nothing in mathematics, only that, yes, he might have been forgetful, but indeed, there is a God.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.